PR News in Washington. I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Obama administration is rejecting reports it had quietly cut off aid to Egypt, where nearly 1,000 people have been killed in political unrest. But this afternoon, the issue is the subject of a senior-level meeting after the White House said it was reviewing its assistance to the U.S.'s strategically important partner in the Middle East. Meanwhile, the administration is condemning Egypt's detention of the Muslim Brotherhood spiritual leader, Mohammed Badia. The State Department employees who had been put on administrative leave following the attack that killed the U.S. ambassador to Libya last year are back at work today. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports some members of Congress are furious and are now asking, where's the accountability?
According to his aide, Secretary of State John Kerry has been hands-on and focused on learning the lessons from the Benghazi attack, but officials say he agreed with the Accountability Review Board findings that no employee breached their duty. So those four employees who had been placed on administrative leave are back to work, though in different jobs. The chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee says the Obama administration is not keeping its promises of accountability. Instead, California Republican Daryl Issa accuses the State Department of offering a, quote, charade that ends in a game of musical chairs. No one, he says, missed a single day on the payroll. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
In an unprecedented move, a Pakistani court is indicting former President Pervez Musharraf on murder charges in connection with former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto's assassination in 2007. His lawyer, Afsha Adil, says there's no proof Musharraf was involved.
The important thing is this: you will have to prove the allegations with evidence, and still there is no evidence on record.
The charges include murder and conspiracy to commit murder. The Guardian newspaper in Britain says its London office no longer holds hard drives containing classified material leaked by former analyst Edward Snowden. It destroyed those, but editor Alan Rusbridger says copies exist elsewhere. Military prosecutors have rested their case against Major Nidal Hassan, the alleged gunman in the 2009 rampage at Fort Hood, Texas. Acting in his own defense, Hassan could begin tomorrow. Readers of Elmore Leonard's crime stories are remembering the man they call the master of his genre. He died this morning from complications of a stroke he suffered a few weeks ago. A number of Leonard's works, such as Get Shorty, were on screen hits.
Look at me, Harry. Where's my money? Where's my money?
In a 1998 interview, Leonard said he tried to make his villains real.
I think of the bad guys as real people. You know, they have a certain humanity about them.
Leonard passed away at his home in a suburb of Detroit. He was 87 years old. Before the closing bell, Dow was down 8 points at 15,003, and the NASDAQ was up 25. You're listening to NPR News. College students are relying more on government aid today than ever before. NPR's Claudio Sanchez has details.
The new figures from the National Center for Education Statistics shows that from 2007 to 2011, the percentage of undergraduate students who depend on federal loans and grants jumped from 47% to 57%. And it's not just the neediest students. Students in all socioeconomic groups are increasingly dependent on government aid. The number of full-time students from families earning $60,000 to $80,000, for example, shot up from 2% to 18%. Students who rely on government aid receive about $8,200 on average. But this is climbing, too, because college tuition and fees at public institutions are going up. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
Republican U.S. Senator Ted Cruz is renouncing his Canadian citizenship. His birth certificate, as first published by the Dallas Morning News, shows a Tea Party favorite was born in Canada to an American mother. He has long maintained he was a U.S. citizen, but he says it's now time to fully reflect that. Cruz's name has been floated as a potential presidential candidate in 2016. Al Jazeera America, now beaming into nearly 48 million households in the United States. The Qatar-based news organization has been looking for a firm foothold on American television and saw its chance after buying Al Gore's former Current TV. A federal judge has approved Citigroup's $730 million settlement with bondholders. It resolves claims the bank hid its exposure to billions of dollars of toxic mortgage assets as the country was on the cusp of a financial meltdown. U.S. stocks ending the day mixed. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.